Bert Annetts, who has lived here for 70 years, will tell us about his family.
My father, when the 1914 war was on, he was working at Cotswolds, opposite Barr's Timber Yard at Hungerford. There was a foundry there, and that's where my father was working when he was called up for the 1914 war. After the 1914 war, he came here to live with my grandfather. Granny died in 1914, and the funeral expenses was £4 some odd. Four bearers, 2 shillings each. And Mr. Charlie Furcombe was the undertaker.
Well, what did your father do when he came?
When he came here, he didn't have no peddler work, so he went rabbit catching for Major Hood. And also, he went into the rice on Coo Mill cutting poles. When I was on holiday from school, I used to go up with him and help pull the poles out of the cot. The small ones I used to bring, he used to bring the bigger ones. Then after that, he went to Edwards's, the sawmill people, think them. He was there for 25 years. His trade was a blacksmith.
When did he die?
Pardon?
When did he die?
Oh, he'd been dead, it'll be 16 years come April.
Oh,
he was the age of 92. A wonderful age.
Mm.
And at the age of 80, was 89, without clipping the hedge. Mm. And Dr. Gilman come along, he said, "Hey," he said, "it's time you left that alone." Yes.
And you went to school here, didn't you?
Oh, yes, Father, yes.
Yes. Who else was at school with you?
Pardon?
Who else was at school with you? George Lovelock?
There was George Lovelock, Charlie Band, several round there, I couldn't say that. Two of the Palmers, two or three of the Battons.
Any of the girls? What about the girls? What about Phyllis May?
Oh yes, she came from the other end.
Mm-hmm.
She came from Rooksnest Hall. When I went to England school, on the average, there was 180, sometimes 190, and I've noted up to 202.
Then?
When I left school, the first job I done, I went to Totterdale. That was in the late Mrs. Weston's day. She was a great churchwoman. And I used to walk from here to Totterdale night and morning, every day of the week bar Sunday. At the end of the week, I got 5 shillings.
And how old were you then?
14. When I get up there sometimes morning, Mr. Cruz Gardner,
yes,
he used to say, "They want you to go to Hunkerford to do some shopping." I used to walk across the field by Anvil and out by Coal Harbour and across Hunkerford Common to do some shopping. Mr. Cruz was gardener there, and he was down in the cottage for 56 years. He was a nice man, very nice. He didn't expect a boy to do what a man ought to. And then I went to Edwards's, the sawmill people.
Well, same as your father?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I went in the blacksmith shop to do all the fitting up of the ironwork and the drilling. See, where did I go to do this? So went up to Miss Boyce's, Manor Farm. Miss Boyce, Manor Farm.
Oh, yes, where the Fenimores are.
That's now. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And what did you do there?
Oh, I used to build the ricks in the harvest time, and all sorts of jobs that she wanted done. Drove the tractor.
And what did you do after that?
Oh, after that, I swam to Westport for the Colonel Scott, for the late Colonel Scott.
Yeah.
He was a nice fellow. Mm-hmm. Army son, the army man. Mm.
And when did the garage come to Inkhead?
Oh, I couldn't say this. What would it be? Oh, between 30 and 40 years ago, I suspect.
Because there was a chapel there, wasn't it?
Yes, oh yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it belonged to Mr. Billy Fox at the finish. After they finished having services, Mr. Billy Fox bought it. And he used to let the village band practice in there.
Oh,
in
yes.
The week.
Yes. And you played in the village
yes.
band, didn't
oh,
you?
Yes, yes.
What did you play?
The trombone. Oh, we used to enjoy it. At Christmas time. Christmas time, they used to go around playing choirs. Recognizing Boxing Day was to be down at the vicarage at the Reverend Butler's place. We had to be down there strict by 2 o'clock. He was a good old man. He was a good fellow. He used to take interest in everything in the village. He took interest in the football, cricket, village band, flower shop. He was there, the Reverend Butler.
And
nice man.
Did you put things in the flower show?
Oh, yes. I still had the Walbury Bowl, what I won, for the fruit vegetable section.
Want cleaning?
Oh, yes, we used to have a baker come here.
Yes.
And Mr. Hatton from Ham.
Mm-hmm.
And late years, Mr. Norman Langley had the business.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's all finished now.
Mm-hmm.
It was some good bread.
Mm.
And also they used to make good bread at Coon. Mr. Farfrey was baker up there for 40 years. My father very often used to send up there to get a cottage loaf and a lardy cake by the postman. He said they was very good.